Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's the B&L Red Angus Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 24th at the ranch in Putnam, Oklahoma. This sale is offering 68 Red Angus 18-month-old bulls and 20 registered females, along with 25 commercial open heifers. For additional information or to view a sale catalog, go to blredangus.com or call Benji or Lori White at 580-334-2801. 580-334-2801. B&L Red Angus Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 25th in Putnam, Oklahoma.
Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a local Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I spend each day, no matter the weather, taking care of our cows. Nothing makes us happier than spending time with our cows, except for maybe a bowl of ice cream at the end of the day. We take pride in knowing our milk is the best because it comes from the best cared for cows. Learn about dairy farm families like mine at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
It is National Ag Day, as proclaimed by the President of the United States, President Joe Biden, saying that we recognize the unique and irreplaceable value that farmers, ranchers, foresters, farm workers, and other agricultural stewards have contributed to our nation's past and present. He says America's agriculture sector safeguards our nation's lands through sustainable management, ensures the health and safety of animals, plants, and people, provides a safe and abundant food supply, and facilitates opportunities for prosperity and economic development in rural America. Ag Day 2021. What a difference the world looks today versus a year ago as we were starting the pandemic. But one thing we have learned over this last year, the fact that folks really do value the food that they find on the shelves when they can find it. Latest crop weather updates are out, at least here in the Southern Plains, and the national report will be starting up in another week or so, but in the Southern Plains, we are looking at pretty good numbers as far as the winter wheat crop is concerned, especially in Oklahoma. Oklahoma's wheat crop ratings are the best in the region. 62% of the wheat crop in Oklahoma rated good to excellent, 28% fair, and only 10% called poor to very poor. In the state of Kansas, we're looking at a wheat crop right now that is right now standing at 45% in good to excellent shape, 34% fair, 21% poor to very poor. Meanwhile, Texas wheat crop, 29% is rated in good to excellent shape, 42% fair, but 29% of the crop also rated poor to very poor here for 2021. Had the opportunity to sit down yesterday and talk with the brand new executive director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, OK Pork, Kylie Denise, talking with us about her involvement in the pork industry professionally and really located right here in the state of Oklahoma for the last couple of years, working for the National Pork Board.
At the National Pork Board, my responsibilities ranged from working on the producer outreach and education side to doing some events, and then most recently in consumer marketing. The beauty of my business, this business, the industry, is you can do some of that remote. And so when the time came for my husband to take a new career opportunity and move south back to Oklahoma, I'm Oklahoma State grad, it worked out well. So I maintained that position. And then, of course, when this position at the Pork Council became open, I was all ears.
With a smile on her face, Kylie Denise stepping into the role at a busy time, working with folks at the Oklahoma Youth Expo at last week's Market Barrow Show and this week's Commercial and Purebred Gilt Show as well. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 25th on Dish Network Channel 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 29,500 head will be offered, 8,500 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, over 12,000 weaned calves. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information 800-422-2117. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.